Do you feel like you need God's encouragement and wisdom throughout the week to take hold of His promise to fly like an eagle? You've come to the right place. Welcome to Eagles on the Hill. Let's join our host, Pastor Jeff Scheich.
Hey, people, I am your host, Pastor Jeff Scheich. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the podcast. Well, it's that time of year again. As I'm releasing this, April 16th. So yesterday was a hard day for many of us, April 15th, tax day. Not something people look forward to unless you're getting a refund. But of course, if you're getting a refund, that means you've paid too much all along and the government has had your money and used it when you could have been using it. So there you go. Although some people like to use that as a forced savings program. But I thought today on the podcast, we would talk a little bit about taxes and ask some questions, see what you think. First, I want to look at a couple different scriptures and put that out there for you. So let's begin in the Old Testament, actually, 1 Samuel chapter 8. This is before the people of Israel had a king. So they didn't have kings, they had judges or saviors, the word could be translated. And the people wanted a king. And God did not want them to have a king because God wanted to be their king. But nevertheless, the people wanted an earthly king. And so the prophet Samuel told all the words of the Lord to the people who were asking him for a king. And he said, "This is what the king who will reign over you will claim as his rights. He will take your sons and make them serve with his chariots and horses, and they will run in front of his chariots. He will take the best of your fields and vineyards and olive groves and give them to his attendants. He will take a tenth of your grain and of your vintage and give it to his officials and his attendants. He will take a tenth of your flocks, and you yourselves will become his slaves. When that day comes, you will cry out for relief from the king you have chosen, but the Lord will not answer you in that day." 1 Samuel chapter 8, selected verses between 10 and 18. Well, there you go. Samuel was saying, if you have a king, here's the horror that awaits. He's going to take a tenth of your flock, a tenth of your grains, a tenth. He's going to take a tenth. Well, I suppose most of us would be really, really happy if the government only took a tenth of what we have in taxes. And we're talking federal taxes, state taxes, local taxes, sales taxes, all kinds of taxes. The government takes far, far more than a tenth. Oh, the joy of only giving a tenth to the government. All right, next verse. Matthew chapter 22, Jesus gets challenged about taxation. The enemies of Jesus, the religious leaders, try to trap him. They said, "Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay the imperial tax to Caesar or not?" But Jesus, knowing their evil intent, said, "You hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin used for paying the tax." And they brought him a denarius, and he asked them, "Whose image is this and whose inscription?" "Caesar's," they replied. Then he said to them, "Give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. Matthew chapter 22, verses 17 to 22, and that's found also in some of the other Gospels as well. That same account were very similar to that. And there Jesus tells us as his followers that we should pay taxes, that the government has a right to collect taxes from us. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute. But clearly Jesus says, "Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's." So there we go, words of Jesus. Christians are obligated to pay their taxes, to pay what is owed to the government. And you can't get out of it. If the government gives you some loopholes, by all means, take them. But nevertheless, we're obligated to pay taxes according to Jesus, Matthew chapter 22. And finally, these words of St. Paul, Romans chapter 13. "Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established." Nero was the emperor at this time. The authorities that exist have been established by God. "Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and you will be commended. For the one in authority is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for rulers do not bear the sword for no reason. They are God's servants, agents of wrath, to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also as a matter of conscience. This is why also you pay taxes. For the authorities are God's servants who give their full time to governing. Give to everyone what you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. And there you go. There's Paul's words to us as Christians that we should be paying taxes. Pretty clear that when we owe taxes, we as Christians should pay them. Of course, again, when the government sets up their laws, and my goodness, our government sets up stacks and stacks and piles of laws and loopholes, by all means, find every loophole you can, but nevertheless, what you owe, we need to pay. There you go from Scripture, sorry, but that's just the way it is. Let's talk a little bit about the history of taxation in the United States, just to get a sense of it here. The Constitution, in the founding documents of our country, the Constitution grants Congress the authority to lay and collect taxes, duties, imports, and excises. However, there was no income tax in the United States. There was no income tax until the early 20th century. Actually, there was, a little bit of an income tax that happened around the Civil War, but quickly they got rid of that. And so, but in February 3rd, 1913, the 16th Amendment to the Constitution was passed. Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes on incomes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so the income tax was introduced in our country and has been in existence ever since 1913. Now, it's interesting, if you look at the discussion and the debates about instituting an income tax, about the amendment to the Constitution whereby we would have an income tax, most of the debates were centered around the number 2, as in 2%, a 2% income tax. Wouldn't you love a 2% income tax? But of course, once the government gets their foot in the door, once the camel gets his nose in the tent, never stops. And so a 2% income tax has gone up significantly, wouldn't you say? Now, something happened in 1913, and not in the Constitution, or not an amendment to the Constitution, and it only stood for 4 years. And that was mandatory tax withholding from income. In other words, employers would need to withhold a certain amount of money from your paycheck and send it into the government. 2%, probably, back in the day. And that was just a law. That was not in the Constitution, but that law was repealed in 1917. People hated it. Certainly employers hated it. They hated being the arm of the government, the long arm of the government, collecting taxes from people. And so employers hated that rule as well, and it was repealed. However, in 1943, that rule was reinstituted, came back, was passed again, that employers would withhold the taxes due to the government each time you got a paycheck. 1943, let's see, what was happening in 1943? Oh yes, World War II. And the government could not wait to get its money. It needed it now. And in the time of war, especially a war like World War II, I could certainly understand that. But since World War II, that has never been repealed. And as you know, if you are employed, your employer withholds money each paycheck from your a paycheck to pay to the government for you on your behalf for the taxes you owe. Now, let's think about this. Let's wait. I got a thought here, but let's wait till my next statement and then we'll bring the thought together. Did you know, if you are employed, if you're an employee, that you are only paying half of your Social Security tax, of your payroll tax, the tax that goes to Social Security, you're only paying half. So you only feel half of that taxation. What's going on there? You say, well, maybe you don't know that your employer pays a matching half to what you pay into the government on your behalf for Social Security tax. So you pay whatever 7 point some odd percent and your employer pays 7-point-some-odd% into the government for you. So you don't feel that taxation. The government, let's face it, can tax more and more and more if you don't feel it. So let me wrap up what I was going to say about tax withholding. A lot of us, if we're employed, we don't even notice from our paycheck that taxes are being withheld. Federal taxes, state taxes, on and on. But let's just think federal, since we're right after April 15th. Each week or every other week or once a month or however often you get paid, you are paying federal tax and you don't even see that money. You don't even see the money going in to pay for your Social Security tax. And you certainly don't see the employers matching half of that Social Security tax. Imagine, if you will, that all of you who are employed are like me. I am self-employed officially, even though you would think I'm an employee of Christ Lincoln. But I'm self-employed for this, for the government, for taxation purposes. And so I don't have any money withheld from my paychecks for taxation, for Social Security tax. That's awesome. Except that every 3 months, I need to write a check to the government for all of that money. And so on April 15th, yesterday, I needed to write a large check to the government to pay for 3 months worth of federal tax, 3 months worth of state tax, and 3 months worth of Social Security tax. Not just 7-point-some-odd percent, but 15.3% of my income went to pay Social Security tax. You can imagine the size of that check that I'm writing every 3 months. If every person, whether self-employed or employed, was writing checks to the government every 3 months, there would be, well, I certainly wouldn't want rioting, but there would certainly be messages, strong messages, sent to our representatives saying lower our taxes. Because who wants to write a check for $5, $10, $15, $20,000 or more every 3 months to the government to pay taxes? So mandatory withholding tax, it's a good thing for the government. We don't feel it nearly as much. Withholding of Social Security tax money, we don't feel it nearly as much. Our employer paying half of our Social Security tax, we don't feel it nearly as much. So might be a good policy if we changed that, got rid of the withholding tax, and everybody paid their taxes every 3 months like I do. I think our taxes might go down. Just saying about that. All right. Some questions to ponder as we close up this podcast. And you might think of other questions. I'd love to hear some other questions from you. Is it equitable to tax certain people at a certain percentage of income and others at a different percentage? In other words, is it equitable to say, well, you make enough money that you need to pay 25% or 35% of your income in taxes? And you, well, the amount you make, you need to pay 15%, or you need to pay 0%. Is that equitable? Is that fair? What do you think? And related to that, does that practice of varying levels of taxation, does that help or hurt our national unity? What do you think? Another question for you. Should income received by the government based on its powers to tax be used only for things that promote the general welfare? In other words, should our tax dollars go only for those things that benefit all of us? Think roads, bridges, defense of our nation, etc. Should that be the only expenses that are allowed to be spent from those taxes that are taken forcibly from all of us? Or should the government be allowed to forcibly take, that's what taxation is, forcibly take money from us for other purposes? Well, that kind of gets us into our next question. Is it ethical to collect taxes? Forcibly collect, of course. If you don't pay them, you wind up in jail. Is it ethical to collect taxes and then give that money to someone else whom the government believes needs it more than the one who paid the taxes? So, for instance, transfers of wealth to those who are less fortunate, or transfers of wealth, here I go in Nebraska, to farmers, or transfers of wealth to other corporations. Is that ethical to have the government force me to pay taxes, force you to pay taxes, and then give it away to somebody else whom they think needs it more than you do? Or is that unethical? Is there a commandment about that? Finally, this question: how should Christians react if the government uses our tax dollars? Well, I shouldn't say if. Let's change the question. How should Christians react when the government uses tax dollars in ways that violate God's law? So, for instance, for many, many years, there were laws in place that tax dollars could not be used to fund abortions, for instance. Now, that's changing. So how should we react when the government uses our money to fund things that are against God's law, are unethical? And you could think of other unethical things as well, I'm sure. How do we react? How does that work? I'll just let you ponder those questions. I think they're some of them pretty tough questions, actually, to ponder, talk about with your friends, see what they think. Let me know what you think, what you think the answers are. Write us at eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com. Let us know what you think about the answers to those questions or other questions or questions you'd like to ask me about taxation. And we'll maybe talk about them in the future at some point or respond in the YouTube chat area. I want to encourage you to remember the promise of God in Isaiah that those who hope in the Lord, even though they have to pay taxes and pay more taxes and pay more taxes, we will fly on wings like eagles because our God is a great God. Thanks for listening to this edition of the podcast.